But what's also important here is the way, once again, the labor movement intensifies its international lobbying. The result, of course, is the ILO report of 2009. And the report itself is very clear about what the state has done. It says it saw a clear pattern of arrests, detention, violence, and torture of trade union leaders and members by the security sector forces coinciding with ZCTU nationwide events, indicating some centralized direction to the security forces to take such action and a clear pattern of control over ZCTU trade union gatherings through the application of the POSA, Public Order and Security Act. It noted this systematic targeting of ZCTU officials and members, particularly in rural areas, involving significant violence and anti-union discrimination in employment in what appeared to be a calculated attempt to intimidate and threaten ZCTU members. So the lobbying now, the discourse of labor is very much about judging the repressive state measures against labor against, once again, universal standards of labor, and using that to try and critique the internal state. We see also, and this has been interpreted in some work, I'm thinking of the work of Sam Moy and Piero Sierros, as labor becoming ensconced in a kind of cosmopolitan Western discourse, as if this is a novelty. I think this is wrong on two scores. One, it misses the long historical precedent of this kind of discursive framework within labor. It's not a new thing. The second is to assume that because there's some agreement between international positions and positions of the labor movement, that in some way is complicity with imperialism. It's to assume that that whole project can be defined by how it's defined from outside, without looking at the local dynamics which are generating and producing those particular discourses. And I think in those two respects, I take issue with the critique that has come around that.